with a zombie on crank. There's a roadside horse smoking broken cigars. And a lean desert dog with a killing in his eye. Ghost drunkers watch static at a roadhouse lounge. A human monster wears women's ski clothes way too small. The violent heat drops a molten veil as his face falls off. The power of a booze drink, where chaos is king. Keep an eye on your saw, it'll cut you in half.
You gotta pack still and or a strong mind just to deal, cause they don't give a fuck how you feel or who you are. Rhyme by the age of Deflon, so law so deep, I'm ingrown down to the chromosome. Sneak up on your coast like coke and guns and tugboats. Pump the noise loud so I can hear myself think. The strongest chain breaks as fast as the weakest link. 4-beat scales to measure the weight to obliterate frail minds. I catch my life imitating hell sometimes, while knowledge feeds the god like food, cause I write the real flicks of life. I'll stab you with my tongue, I mean knife. I'll stab you with my tongue, I mean knife. And that's that. Boom, whatever, keep me posted on the album. You check me here, numbers 212-2404-953-0840. But catch me out in Brooklyn, 718-431-0840. Doc Lawrence Law.
Thank you. got to do without you. I don't want you all the time doing up my mind. I don't want you on my mind all the time. Ah!
Radio Valencia. I got a little rasp there. It's like I acted back in the days when I used to smoke. Oh, I sounded like that often. Yeah, I'm Marge and I work at a diner and I have 14 packs of cigarettes a month. Whatever. A little bit of Junior Kimbrough there. Classic track, Old Black Matty. Pulled that from a kind of a best of compilation. You Better Run, Central Junior Kimbrough. Nice little collection of good stuff from him. Yeah, great musician. Love that. You Would Know. Yeah, you would know, wouldn't you? Queens of the Stone Age did it from their first album there. Self-titled debut, 1998. Great little track. We had that. I Don't Want You on My Mind from Bill Withers. Man, that guy could write some songs, didn't he? I love what he could do. Could really paint a picture, though, man. Portrait of a man gone a little bit on the dark side with his love life. Head Rush on Lafayette. David Holmes from Let's Get Killed, 1997. That's just he's a kind of a DJ producer kind of guy, and he does some pretty hip little transition stuff. I started off that set with Santa Maria Merv from Dancing Naked in a Minefield, which sounds just like a fantastic idea to me. Doesn't it sound like a good idea to you? Not. This cool little groovy little Traffic Boom is the name of the track. PR Piccioni. This is actually from the soundtrack to The Big Lebowski, but this guy's been all over soundtracks from the early 60s and 70s. Man, this guy's prolific. I didn't know about him until actually I really picked up on this track here, so I just did a little deep dig on him. He's pretty cool. Pretty cool cat. All right, so next set, we're going to have some fun stuff. We got a little Van Halen, a little Peter Tosh, some more stuff than that. So stick around. This is Radio Valencia. This is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It is Saturday night on the 22nd of March. Please do donate. Click that little donate button. We need your support. I'm the Alchemist, and I'll catch you on the flip side.
Swim. to me. Is it any wonder I'm confused when I break down? When I break down, we'll be right back.
never leave me. That you said you'd be my only one. I said you never grieve me, baby. The things you do when you were only having fun. You said you cry a river. I thought you'd make you cry a river of tears. You'd rather die than live without me, baby. But little girl, your soul, it's insane.
Plant, man, I haven't heard that in a while. That was a really great record. Principle of Moments, come out in the 80s, 81 or 2. What year was that? Let me have a look. 83. I was a freshman in high school when that album came out. Oh, wow. Man, that was a great record. I saw him live during that tour. Robert Plant was such a great musician after Led Zeppelin. He really did quite a bit. I feel like the rest of the members of Led Zeppelin didn't quite put out the same output in their post-Led Zeppelin career as Robert Plant. Though my favorite Led Zeppelinite of all time, of the remaining forever, of course, was John Paul Jones. I loved him. And he did some great work on his own as well. It was just a little more obscure. All right, before that, we had a Porcupine Tree with a Start of Something Beautiful from their album Dead Wing. An amazing track that was. Alan Parsons Project from iRobot, Breakdown, classic track from him. Why Must I Cry These Lonely, Lonely Tears, man. Peter Tosh, God, he sing a ballad like so beautifully from that Rastafarian loveliness of Jamaica. The album is called Legalize It. And, of course, we were all talking about the substance that eventually did get legalized. Thank you, Ra. Thank you there, Peter. You were a proponent of that. And amazing stuff. With Van Halen to start off the set, Push Comes to Shove. I don't know how much of you know that he's a huge, well, he's passed as well. He was a huge fan of Alan Holdsworth. And I think in that track you can really hear the slurred phrasing that Alan Holdsworth used a lot in his music, predominantly emanating from that song. It is so beautiful. Amazing track. And I always loved it when Van Halen did the kind of swarmy, kind of bluesy, kind of Broadway kind of songs. I thought that really suited them well. Especially broke up some of their, you know, their rock and classics and stuff like that. And I just think that when he left the band lost that. And that's why the second iteration with Sammy Hagar never really did it for me. Didn't absolutely hate it, but I never loved it either. So, whatever. This great track here is called Monolith. It's by Ronnie Montrose. Speaking of Sammy Hagar, Ronnie Montrose and Sammy Hagar teamed up on Ronnie's first record. You know, that Your Rock Candy Baby and Bad Motor Scooter. You know, that stuff. Classic stuff. But yeah, this was an instrumental album that he did back in 1988 called The Speed of Sound. So that's all good. All right, we're going to move on to the next set now. We've got a little anecdote, and Animals as Leader, so stick around.